Wi-Fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Melissa from thetelevixen.com.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Freezing up here in Toronto, but
that's nothing for winter. You guys. You should be used to that. Now, I, on the other hand, would cry, but, you know, I don't know. Today's episode is going to be about Dexter. I know it's, you know, no aliens or spaceships, but there's science in that show, and the science that they do has to be fiction because no one ever gets caught. So that's how we're going to justify talking about Dexter today. The last episode, which was the season finale of season four, was a big shocker. I think I put out some tweets out there, and you and I, Melissa, were going back and forth about how sad the season four ender was. If you can give us like a little, I guess, wrap up as to what happened.
Gosh, this season, I know a lot of people really didn't like this season.
Really?
They thought, a lot of people I noticed were saying it was cliche and predictable. I have to disagree.
Me too.
I thought even though there may have been weak plot points, by far the Trinity Killer was the most compelling, the most creepy, of even creepier than the ice truck killer.
Yeah.
In terms of the people that Dexter was up against. And just the way it all ended, you know, I didn't see what was coming.
I didn't see that at all. Rita, yeah. His longtime wife from first season. I mean, when I first met Rita, I thought she was kind of annoying. You know, I didn't like her. She was just like whining all of the time. She wanted to talk about feelings and this, that, and the other. But eventually she became the glue that held that show together and the family. And without Rita, I don't understand how the show can proceed personally.
I kind of see how, at the time, I was shocked, and then I cried, because I really liked her, too, as a character. I really liked the side of Dexter that she brought out, the side that he never knew existed. But that bringing out that side also made him reconsider his ways. And just before he comes home, and he finds his wife dead, he's thinking about packing it all in and giving it up. He's not going to heed the call of his dark passenger any longer. And without that, there's no show. So, and I was reading somewhere, I wish I could remember where it was, but it was an interview with some of the writers and the creator. And they were saying that, yeah, we kind of painted ourselves into a corner. And if we hadn't have gotten rid of her, the show really couldn't have gone on. So this was a way to re-motivate Dexter and to keep him on his same path.
Okay, well, they could have done it. It was the biggest and cheapest way they could have done it to me. But, I mean, they will have so much material to deal with now that, I mean, who's going to take care of the kids? Dexter can't do that. How are they going to answer the questions about how she died? Because Trinity Killer, he is dead now. And according to, well, I didn't know this at the time, and I don't know if it's a spoiler or not. But at the time, I didn't know if it was him or not. It was his MO because her throat was slit and she was in a tub, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I wasn't sure whether it was him or someone new. But Wikipedia said that John Lithgow had a interview and that he said that it was the Trinity killer.
Oh, yeah.
So you thought all along this was the Trinity.
When I saw that, I was like, well, look who had the last laugh here.
Did he mention it when he was getting killed? He didn't mention it, did he?
No, he didn't. But at the same time, he'd kind of already given up when he almost jumped off the roof a little earlier in the season.
True.
So I think he knew that Dexter was going to get him, and this was his swan song. Wow. Rita was the Trinity Killer's swan song. Or he ended up not being a Trinity Killer. He ended up being more than a Trinity Killer. Yeah, what is it called?
I don't know. I Googled it and I can't figure out. What are you, quad killer? I don't know.
Quadrinity? I don't know.
Quadrinity, yeah. I was like, that's not a word, but I couldn't find out.
Quadrilogy?
I have no idea.
Yeah, like,
but
that was totally his swan song. He reminded Dexter that, you know what, I had the upper hand when it came to it. I was better at what I did than you. That's the way I saw it at the end.
But, I mean, he didn't get to kill. He didn't, like, finish his, I guess, cycle. He tried to kill the boy. Then he did the first in the Trinity Killers, or when we thought it was Trinity, but he didn't get to do the other two. And I don't know if he had started a cycle and we didn't know and he just never got to finish it, or he didn't care. He was just, screw it. I'm just going to, like you said, swan song.
I think that the way I saw it is he ended it the way it began. Because his madness began with his sister's death in the shower. So he ended it the same way it began.
Wow.
So he kind of came full circle.
Did you ever expect John Lithgow to do something like this?
Oh, totally.
Yeah? Because I saw him, the first time I saw him naked in a...
the naked part? let me just say, I've been there. I've seen it. I don't need to see it ever again.
I can't unsee it.
But you know what? Kudos to him for being so brave, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't all...
It's all about the young hotties, you know, all shirtless and naked. But, you know, why not? I mean, what is he, in 60s?
I have no idea, but I don't remember it being ugly or nasty or anything. I was just like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, it was shocking. You don't, I think we're just so conditioned to not see anyone older naked.
Yeah.
So it was kind of shocking, and it was like, you know what? I don't need to see you naked.
I don't know. I've seen him in funny things. I've seen him being funny, but never evil. Maybe I have, and I haven't. I just can't remember.
There was a movie, I think it was from either the late 80s or early 90s, called Raising Cain, where he's just creepy. Like, he's totally creepy in that. If you check that out, you'll see kind of
how he
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't find it shocking at all for him to play a character like this. He plays demented quite well.
So back to something you said earlier about people on the internet saying that this was the season that they didn't like. It was the worst. It was cliche. I didn't see anything like that. Usually when I would Sunday night would roll around, I would see the tweets rolling in about, we love this. You got to see this. This was epic. Each episode, just everybody was drooling. And, it was just saying about how Dexter was so good, because like second season, I don't know. It was a little light for me. Third season, I got into it because of, Smits, and he was a good serial killer as well. But third season to me, I mean, fourth season, this latest season to me just was, it was killer. It was like every episode got better and better and better. And I just really enjoyed that it wasn't the kill of the week. It was something ongoing.
I enjoyed this season as well. I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but I did enjoy it more than, I think I enjoyed it more than the season, the previous season with Jimmy Smith.
Okay.
I did enjoy this one more.
Yeah,
it was a lot of like the reviewers and TV critics that were kind of just, okay, more of the same. How much longer can this show last? And really, where can they go? And they're like, oh, look at the route they took. They killed Rita.
Oh,
I saw that
God.
Coming. And I'm like, I didn't see that coming. Most of my friends didn't see that coming. And a lot of the TV blogging community that I know, a lot of them that like I know personally, didn't really see it coming. But a lot of, I guess, more of the mainstream critics were the ones that were, the ones that I was reading were saying, that was kind of cliche and expected and all that kind of stuff. But
really, what have they been watching? Because that's jaded to have seen that comment.
Yeah. I can kind of see some of their points, like how much longer can they keep this series going?
That is true.
But
they've been, I think with the Smiths season and this latest season, the fourth season, they did things that were different. Like they would bring him in a friend and they would do different things, whereas first and second season was all about the kill of the week and the big bad, you know, over that stretches over the season. You know?
Yeah. Yep. I noticed, like, right toward the end of the season that on Twitter and stuff like that, a few people saying, okay, you know what? I think that I'd like to see them pick a fixed end date and work towards something. Kind of like some of the series are doing now, like Lost coming up and all that, because they don't want it to become cliche and boring.
Right. Well, isn't it the standard that people usually go for a five-year story? And this is getting ready to be season five, so... I mean, Kill would really wrap it up, and I could accept a finale of all finales here. I don't know.
I'd rather not see it just go on and on and on, and then, you know, have father and son killers and,
I don't know.
You know, Dexter and son.
Oh, God, that would just be too much. Now, yeah, that would kill it for me.
The code of Harry, my foster father, is satisfied. And so am I. Harry was a great cop here in Miami. He taught me how to think like one, taught me how to cover my tracks. I'm a very neat monster.
In this past season, as strong as the whole Trinity storyline was, and as intriguing as it was, and all that... There were certain parts of it that I really didn't like.
Like what?
I just found Rita's two existing kids really annoying.
Oh, really?
Cody and Aster annoyed the heck out of me for some reason. And Aster, I mean, yes, I know she's a preteen and she's all hormones are surging, but you know what? There really wasn't any point to her moods. You know, I think that some of it just didn't meld together. There was one really, really strong storyline. The Lundy storyline was also interesting.
Yeah.
But, you know, kind of like the auxiliary storylines were probably the weakest.
Well, yeah.
And the other thing that I really, really just didn't see the point of until close to the end of the season was Deborah trying to figure out all the CIs that... her father slept with.
You didn't see that coming? I saw that coming.
No, I totally saw it coming.
Oh, okay.
I liked the way she went about it. It was just always kind of, oh, Lundy, 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 Avengers death. Oh, who slept with my dad? It just kind of seemed really flighty the way they dealt with it.
Until that is true, now that you mention it.
Yeah, it was just, it was kind of like, okay, we need to fill another 10 minutes in this episode. What are we going to do? Oh, let's have Deborah look for her. Who her dad was banging, you know?
Maybe it was something to distract her from the Lundy thing. Maybe it was like, let me focus on this to keep from focusing on Lundy, the old
but
guy
even,
that if, I loved.
Even before Lundy came back into the picture, in the very first episode, she's looking through files when she's still with White Pant Boy there. What's his name? Anton.
Yeah, Anton. Wow, wasn't that just such a letdown the way she just dissed the guy and that was that. He was just really, I don't know. And I did you like the way the skanky reporter turned out to be Trinity's daughter? Did you like that at all?
I kind of liked the twist and I called it before that.
Really?
I totally called it. Was it the episode before? It was at least one episode before they revealed that. That I'm like, I bet you anything that skanky reporter chick is killer. Is another killer. I didn't make the connection of who her father was.
Yeah, I thought she was a killer, but I didn't think that they were related. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I suspected she was someone, and the motivation I thought is that she was trying to make, you know, make her career.
Right, right.
Make a really good story. I had no clue that she was trying to impress Daddy.
Sick. That was just so sick.
Yeah.
Gross.
And, yeah, I wasn't really crazy about that actress so much.
Yeah, it was just something about her. I don't know.
She was yeah, but weird. She wasn't believable.
Really? She was believable as a reporter to me, because they have some reporters have like a layer of scum over them, and she kind of had that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. There was just something about her I wasn't convinced.
Well, maybe they got her because she was going to show TNA. I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, they got John Lithgow to show TNA, so.
Yeah.
I totally thought Anton, they were going to like, I'm glad they didn't make Anton the killer of Trinity. I mean, of Lundy, because that would have been cliche. I'm glad they just let him go. And
yeah, that didn't enter my thoughts at all.
I was just hoping that they wouldn't do that, because it's like, oh, you broke up with me, now I'm going to kill your lover. And I was just like, oh, come on, please.
Yeah, that didn't even cross my mind.
Do you think it was a bit of a letdown when Deb finally figured out that Ice Truck Killer and Dexter are related? I mean, what her response to that? Or maybe she hasn't had a time to process it fully.
I think that the next season, that will be dealt with. I think that they were just kind of setting up some stuff for the next season. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was a little anticlimactic, but at the same time.
Because no one else knows now but her.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm wondering how she's going to deal with it. And just, you know, some of my friends and I that have been chatting were like, okay, when this series eventually does end, is the ultimate showdown going to be between Dexter and Deborah?
That's what I've always thought.
Yeah.
I've always thought that they were going to have to go head-to-head, because it's always been this thing.
When all of this happens, just, I'm getting way ahead of things, you know, because of all of the kind of character development that Dexter, the one thing I really liked about this season was what Dexter learned about himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is capable of caring for people, especially that little baby.
Yeah.
And that he's not a total monster. And he does have a really close connection with Deb. And when it comes right down to it, you know, is she going to let him get away with it all? Is he going to have to kill her? Is she going to have to kill him? Like, just
I think she's going to have to kill him.
Yeah. All the different scenarios, that potential scenarios, it's just, it's neat to think about. I mean, as much as I love the show and I don't want to see it end in the foreseeable future, I can't help but think of how it's going to end eventually.
Yeah. My biggest thing is having his peers just be so disappointed in him, and every kill that he's had, you know, is thrust before him, you know, in his face. Are they going to bring up everything? Are they going to find the bodies again like they did with the Bay Harbor Butcher thing, which was so close, by the way? I mean, who knows what they can do? Are they?
Yeah. At the same time, I'm sure there would be people who would, I don't want to say sympathize with him, but you know how a lot of people like to call for vigilante justice?
Yeah.
And especially because of who he targets. I don't know if,
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah. I also question my own character every time I watch it.
I know.
I want him to get away with murder every time. And it's like, what kind of a person am I that I'm bring on the serial killer?
I had that same little thought running through my mind today. Like, you know, you can't condone the killing of another person. I mean, you just can't do it. He's a murderer. He's a killer, albeit a twisted one who kills for justice, but he's still a serial killer. And how is he the hero? You know, he can't get away with this. Not in our society. They're not going to end it with him getting away with it. They're just not going to do it.
And just to play devil's advocate here, you know, that some people could say, hey, if these people were convicted, maybe is there the death penalty in Florida?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
You know, well, you know, they might have faced the death penalty, and, well, now we don't have to pay to kill them. You know?
Yes. You know, America, we're having budget issues. Dexter is a hero. He saved us money.
And we don't have the death penalty here, but I know that there's a few states, right,
I think Texas is one of them. I live in
Texas. I think California does too.
I never pay attention to it because I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. It's just gruesome. I can't enter it into my
brain. Yeah, and I mean, the only reason I think I know that California has it is because I was watching Nip Tuck one night, and there was something with someone getting a lethal injection. Mm. So, and it wasn't Botox.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Well, at least we don't hang them anymore, you know.
Lethal injection. That they used to do that in Toronto.
Oh, I did not
but
know that.
A long time ago.
Wow.
I think the last one was like in the early part of the 20th century.
Wow, that is sick.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
One more tidbit I want to bring up before I let you go. LaGuardia and Batista, the marriage, the relationship, did you buy it?
Both of them have had pretty crappy luck in love. And it just seems like a good fit.
Yeah, it seemed like a convenient fit. They did have a chemistry, but it seemed like way too easy for me.
I think they've kind of been building to it anyway. I've kind of always seen the spark between them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the whole thing, you know, when you work in such a demanding job, and you kind of end up with the people in your immediate circle. It's like a lot of actors end up marrying actors.
Yeah.
Because they spend so many hours in one place with one person. I do think that the whole angle of it being slightly forbidden made it more appealing to them, too.
Yeah.
You know, that they were kind of...
Because her boss was being a real prick about them having a relationship, and he wanted to, like, to bring her, take her down a notch because he thought she was arrogant, and I never really got that from her. I just thought she was really good at her job, but he thinks she's arrogant, and he just wants to, like, you know, give her crap at any chance that he can. I mean, do you see the arrogant thing? Or, I mean, I don't...
In the earlier seasons, a bit. Not so much in the last couple seasons. There was... some arrogance to her, like she felt like she was always right, you know, she always had like this, especially over Deborah, was like this kind of superiority complex. I just kind of got that vibe from her character. I'd say in the first season for sure, probably in the second season as well, but not as much. But I can buy that relationship. I don't see it as being that far-fetched.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought that the crap was going to hit the fan and the whole department was going to fall apart because there was going to be something that the boss was going to do to try to just bring them down, and that didn't happen. And maybe it'll happen next season, or I'm not really sure, or if he's going to let it go.
Yeah, I don't know where that's going to head. I'm pretty sure that some of the everything wasn't wrapped up nicely this season. Like in a lot of the seasons, it's kind of been there's been some closure, there's been a conclusion. In this one, it felt like they were, you know, there were some loose ends that were going to continue.
Yeah. Okay, so predictions for next season. Who do you think is going to be the first person to find out that Dexter is a killer?
I think Quinn.
Quinn, that's a good one. That's a good call.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a shelf life Quinn has left on that show.
I thought he was going to die already. That it's yeah. like dead man walking. That guy
either die or sleep with Deborah.
Oh,
we know that's going to happen.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be like one of those "let's get drunk, don't talk about it ever again" type of.
Yeah. I think Quinn might be one of the victims.
A victim.
I see him not laughing. I think he might end up dead. Not necessarily at Dexter's hand.
Oh, okay. Just a red shirt.
Unless Dexter needs to get rid of him for some reason. Which has happened before. Hello, Dokes.
Well, that's because Dokes was crazy. My God, that was such a, no pun intended, explosive ending to that. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Dokes was crazy, but he knew the truth. And that's why he had to go.
Yeah. But he didn't kill him. Crazy lady killed him. Crazy British, pardon my tits lady killed him. So.
Oh, God, yes. Lila. I remember reading something on Twitter one day. I think Julie Benz tweeted something about that they're actually friends. And that they were meeting up for lunch or something. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, Lila and Rita doing lunch.
That is so funny.
Sometimes I wonder what it would be like for everything inside me that's denied and unknown to be revealed. But I'll never know. I live my life in hiding. My survival depends on it.
Well, okay, Melissa, I am going to let you go, let you do your thing. I really enjoyed talking with you about Dexter. And
it's been far too long since we've chatted.
I know. I'm glad to get you alone so because we just bounced off each other so well. So we can find you at... your website?
I'm at thetelevixen.com.
Okay.
Or on Twitter, thetelevixen.
All right, and there you have it. Give us a call at 773-336-2686 or visit us at scifipartyline.com and see you at the party next time. Bye.
Decided on a killing. First you make a stone of your heart, and if you find that your hands are still willing, then you can turn a murder into art. There really isn't any need for bloodshed. You just do it with a little more finesse. If you can slip a tablet into someone's coffin, and it avoids an awful lot of mess. Because it's murder by numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABC. It's murder by numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's as easy to learn as your ABC. Try a twosome or a threesome. Find your conscience bothers you much less. Because murder is like anything you take to. It's a habit forming need for more and more. You can pump up every member of your family. extras, at least the ones that we all know by name. But you can reach the top of your profession if you become the leader of the line. For murder is the sport of the elected, and you don't need to lift a finger of your hand, because it's
I'm gonna intro the show like usual, and we can just start from there.
Sounds good.
I hope I don't cry.
Actually, I think I was in shock, and then I cried.